This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Good morning, America. This is Rich Sheehan from OffGridMontana.com, sitting in for Vincent Fennelli today, this Friday. And we have Blake engineering the broadcast. And what we're going to talk about today, on the second hour, I'm going to talk some economic 101 and dovetail them with some of the propaganda and politically correct articles that I've seen on the internet over the last 24 hours. And the first hour, we're going to talk to Sharon from here in Northwest Montana, and she's going to talk about some self-sufficiency techniques and some lifestyle techniques, and specifically about chickens. And just share a lifestyle with you, since 90% of Americans live in urban, suburban America. And only 10% of us obviously live rural. So hopefully she can share some insights with you that may want to have you change your plan of action, if you will. So Sharon, welcome to the broadcast.
Well, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. Have you got snow up where you're at? We got a little dumping of snow here, which was what's supposed to happen as far as I'm concerned.
This has been the craziest. I know it's spring, but I'm going to use the term winter that I've ever seen. We were about 70% snow-free up until a few days ago, and we had another dumping. And
yeah.
We're going to be in the 50s for highs, sounds like, all of next week. So it sounds like spring's not going to be here till like Sunday or Monday. And I'm planning on doing some spring gobbler hunting in the snow this year. It's insane.
Yeah. Well, I have chicks coming in on Wednesday or Thursday, and there's snow on my porch, but that's okay. Maybe we just kind of discuss chickens a little bit, because there's kind of a, I would say, sort of mild delusion out there that you just get some chickens, let them run around, they lay all the eggs you want, and when you're hungry, you just butcher chicken. And I actually heard a lady pretty much say that on a radio sort of a while back, and I thought, you know, raising chickens isn't really complicated, but it's not quite that simple. Possibly if you lived in the tropics, you might pull that off, but everywhere else, that's probably not going to work that way. So I thought maybe we could just kind of discuss a few facts about chickens.
Oh, absolutely. I have them. I've had them for years. Well, you've been to my hobby farm, so you know what we have here. And we use the Buff Orpington breed, which I like them because they're great layers. They're a good-sized chicken for eating, and they're pretty good brooders, and they're very hardy. So tell us what... You got some peeps coming in, and what breeds do you have, and what's your favorite, Sharon?
Well, we kind of I order through Murray McMurray, just to make a point, because they are really good. We've had chickens like over 25 years, and at least 22 of those I've probably ordered from them, and I've had really good success with their chicks coming alive and staying alive and all that. But I like their Red Star a lot, because they're a medium-sized chicken that lay big eggs. But we also order what I call the meat chickens. They're basically bred for raising meat, and they're a Cornish cross. And they say they're ready to process in 8 weeks, but they're not all that big, in my opinion. We like our chickens really big, get a lot of meat. So I usually go about 10 weeks for the roosters and 12 for the hens, because hens grow a little slower. And we average, we don't pluck them. We skin and gut them. So after you skin and gut them, they weigh around 5 pounds each. So you get a lot of meat. But so I'm getting them both in, and I just put them in two little sections in our room. We have big room for them. Anyway, I was going to kind of get why you might raise them, just some ideas. Is that okay? Or
absolutely, please.
Okay.
Please tell since 90% of Americans are urban, suburban Americans, living Americans,
right.
Tell people from a beginner's layperson standpoint what people should be looking for regarding the type of property, the type of feed, the breeds of chicken, maybe according to seasonality and region. Go ahead and just go for it, Sharon.
Okay, I was also going to mention, I ordered some Buff Orpingtons, too, because they set really well, and they are good chickens, okay? We kind of do this to where they end up paying for themselves, okay? So I use the Red Star because they're the top layers. But anyway, I was going to say some of the reasons you might want to raise them, of course, is for eggs, meat. They're kind of fun to watch. Some people actually turn them into pets, and they're a really good way to recycle your scraps in your garden stuff if you do garden. But their needs are pretty simple. They need food, water, and some shelter. And depending where you're living, you probably should have a pen. We had 5 acres before that we could just let them run, kind of like you guys do. Where we're at, there's too many stray dogs, just wild animals. So we built a really, really large pen for our chickens to run in. So you kind of have to take that into account. There are a lot of things that like to eat chickens, like other people's dogs. And we had eagles and hawks out where you used to live. And there's just, you know, so you kind of have to be aware of your surrounding. And if you do let them run, it's really fun to watch them. Because we did it on our other property. We trained our dogs to leave them alone. But they do poop everywhere. So you'll have to be aware of where you're walking if you let them run everywhere. So just a thought. As far as shelter, it doesn't have to be elaborate. We've actually just built a plywood structure before, a wood floor if you want, or it can even be on the ground. But we're up north, so we kind of like to have a floor, a little more secure. When we used a wood floor, we used underground paint on it to keep it from rotting out, which worked really well. I mean, we had one for 13 years, and it's still solid as all get out. We currently have what I would say is the very best, which is a concrete floor. It is immensely easier to clean, but it's not necessary. You don't have to have them. If you want your chickens to lay all winter, they need at least 12 hours of light a day. So you might want to get some form of electricity out there. And we put our lights on a timer now, so it makes it a lot easier. They need some kind of cross ventilation in the shelter, especially in the summer where it's hot. And you actually need ventilation in the winter, or they'll get this kind of croupy cough stuff that they get, which isn't too good for them, and they can even die from it. You know, if you you need to feed them, that's why I was kind of sort of laughing, a little annoyed at this lady that, like, oh, they're just going to run around and eat bugs all day. And they can do fairly well for a while, but they really do need some feed to supplement it, and that isn't going to work all winter if you live up here in the north or most places. And if you are optimum laying, you really do need to supplement with food, regular food. Even the old-timers back in the 1900s would buy big bags of scratch, which was mixed grain, and they threw it out for the chickens. So, let's see. There's a lot of things. They're really neat. You don't have to have a rooster to have chickens, but if you want to have chicks, you have to have a rooster in order to. And that's kind of obvious, probably to you and I. But I have discovered a lot of people haven't really thought that through.
That was going to be one of my next questions. There's certain books that recommend a certain number of chickens to rooster ratio. If you don't have, for example, if you have less than 8 chickens, they absolutely recommend that you have only one rooster. Because when we have babies, see, I don't buy it. We haven't bought chicks in a long time. Now, we do try to buy, we really enjoy the silky panties. Doesn't matter what color they are, black, white, or beige.
And yeah, they're cute.
They're great brooders. They're cute. And the problem with buying banties is that you buy them in a straight run, which means that they're not really sexed. And I think they are, but 9 out of 10 that I buy are roosters, and I have to give them away. They're too cute to eat, so I give them away to a good home. So, anyway, it all depends on the size of your flock, depending on how many roosters you have to have. And, of course, it depends on your neighborhood. you might have, I know, neighborhoods, even if people who have 5 acres like you do, that roosters are banned in covenants because some neighbors complain. And you mentioned about the poop. You know, we wear rubber boots here because we have, you know, guard dogs, Great Pyrenees dogs, and goats and chickens, and, I mean, you name it, we have it here. And we wear rubber boots, and we make sure that we always take our shoes off before we go into the cabin, because one thing about chicken poop, folks, it's almost like cement. When that hardens, it's very difficult to get rid of. And that's one of the reasons I use, personally, I use hay. I have an old camper trailer, which is the chicken coop. Works out great. I can keep all the chicken paraphernalia in there, the feed in there, everything. And then when I harvest that old straw, I put it in a compost pile. And at the end of the fall, when I'm done gardening, I take that compost and it goes into the garden and really supplements the nutrients in the garden. Sharon?
Yeah, we put some type of bedding down. I know straw is great, but we have a lot of chickens, and it's mats really bad. So we were able to get a bunch of, like, wood chips, and I throw that down. It's a little easier to clean up. I put straw in their nest, though, so it still kind of gets down on the ground, you know, but it makes it a little bit easier. We've gotten a little bit on the older side, and, you know, and we try to minimize our work.
That's living smart. I agree. But,
you know, so it's easier for us to scoop out the matted down chips than it is to do straw myself. But, you know, it works straw. We did it for years. It's just our children got the benefit of cleaning the coops most of the time. And it's now down to us. So we're trying to think of how can we make this easier, which is why at this new place that we moved to, we put in concrete floor. And I was truly amazed at how much difference that made. But it's perfectly fine to use wood floor, and we actually raised meat chickens on just a plywood shelter on the dirt, and it was fine because it was through summer, you know. So you can actually do it quite easy. But people have this illusion, at least some people do, that there's nothing to this. And chicks, you know, they have to brood, and they set their eggs, if you can get that. But half of the chickens that come out will probably be roosters, right? And there is a minimum. You don't want too many roosters that they just bother the hens to death, plus they fight if you get too many of them. I heard the average is like one rooster for every 8 to 10-ish hens is a good idea. We usually have 2 or 3 around. We also personally no longer mess around with mean roosters.
Well, folks, hold on till the break is over. We appreciate you being here. We'll be back with Sharon from Northwest Montana shortly.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed 3rd. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Good morning, America. This is Rich Sheehan filling in for Vincent Finelli this morning. And my guest is Sharon from also here in Northwest Montana. We're talking about self-sufficiency in chickens, and I found a couple of articles that are kind of relevant to what we're talking about in a tangent way, Sharon. And one article was one-third of college students are hungry and homeless. And, of course, with the cost of tuition because of the subsidies from the American taxpayers, the colleges tend to, kind of like healthcare, take advantage of the people. When they get more money, they ask for more money. And there's so many young people in America who are forced to rent because they can't establish time equity or paying off principal on land or home, so they have to be more consumers and buy more and be less self-sufficient. And there's another article here that talks about tiny getaway cabins, retreats from city, retreats from technology and other burdens in the modern world. And they recommend you being bored because nature restores and people are actually paying for this because they're so far out of reach because the imbalance in life between technology and nature is so far that a lot of these young people, and this is directed towards millennials, this article, people can't even wrap their head around the lifestyle that you and I have. And this is one of the reasons why here on USAPrepares.com we talk about things like this, because we talk about ideas and solutions. But just think, if you lived outside the in a more rural area while you're going to college and you raised chickens and you basically made a little business for people who live outside the dorms and frat houses and sorority houses, and you create literally a little business of raising chickens and selling eggs, you know, that could go a long way to making your life a little easier in the liability column. So that being said, Sharon, I'm curious, how many chickens, now that you are empty nesters, how many chickens do you eat? And what do you, for the person listening to this who wants to move rural, or even maybe in a suburbia area where they're allowed to have chickens but no roosters, how much money or dollars do you invest in starting this project, and what are your recommendations?
Well, you know, we start out with probably 8 or something chickens way back, and then we end up with 12 or something. We actually have quite a system going now because they pay for themselves, okay? I have probably 40-some-odd layers, and I sell eggs. And by selling the eggs, I sell them as non-GMO because I buy organic feed, and then we supplement with grain that we buy from a farmer. And I am able, on good years like last year and this year, to be able to buy new chicks, get meat chicks, get them raised all the way up about 20 of them, and I don't have any money out of my pocket. They pay for themselves by the money that I make by selling eggs. So we've got it down to where it's very cost-effective for us. There is work involved, but then meanwhile, we're getting free meat, and we're getting our eggs free that we're eating, okay, for some effort. So that's where we've evolved to. That's not what we did before, but I still think it's a good idea to have chickens, even if you can't make them quite as cost-productive. But if you have more, you can find people who love farm-fresh eggs, and you don't have to sell them super cheap. I sell them for $3 a dozen. And that's a good deal, okay? And people, I'm getting so many people, I can't sell them all, okay? I mean, I can't supply everybody. But the advantage of having chickens is if things kind of get more rough and you happen to have some that will go brood, or you can make your own incubator, you can keep replacing them. But people do have to realize that from the time a chick hatches to the time it lays eggs is approximately 5 months. And when they first start laying, they lay these little cute, but little pullet eggs, and it can take up to less than 4 weeks. They're up to laying big ones, although last year my batch, some took till they were 6 weeks after they started laying to get big ones. The other fun thing about that, though, is that sometimes they lay these big, huge, huge eggs that are double yolkers, and if you have kids, they find that very fun. But it isn't a bad idea to have them. It's just that people have this idea. It's music.
Yeah. Okay, America, please hold. We'll be back with Sharon from Northwest Montana. That's great.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello, America. This is Rich Sheeben filling in for Vincent Fennelli today. My guest is Sharon from Northwest Montana also. And, Sharon, I was just looking out my window during the commercial break and looking at the 8 brand new baby goats and the Great Pyrenees rolling around wrestling in the snow. And, you know, the entertainment value from having farm animals is you can't put a value on it. You know, whether it be peeps or chicks, whatever you call them, all the way to the roosters. It just, they're so cute. And it really is a lifestyle besides a supplement of learning skill sets and being easier on the wallet. And, of course, because it can be more GMO, more healthier, or I should say non-GMO. It's obviously a better way to go. So I just want to let you know we also skin our chickens because plucking takes too long. And we try to make everything as easy and simple as possible. And despite the fact that, like the article I cited earlier in the show talking about how people regarding the tiny getaway cabins, the retreats for the millennials, and that the owners of these cabins recommend that people be bored. You know, when you live in nature, it restores your whole body from mind, body, soul. It makes you become more of a thinker. And the chores that you have in the outdoors in nature is actually revitalizing, not to mention, you know, keeping your skill sets up, keeping your aptitude up. And with all the visitors, I probably have had thousands of visitors, especially since I wrote the book. I came out with the DVD video. And people are very hungry for Plan B. They're hungry to supplement their income. They're hungry to think outside the box because everybody can see where we're going in this country regarding prosperity, especially for the bottom 93%. So that being said, Sharon, what other recommendations do you have regarding this lifestyle and your chickens? I mean, you have 45 chickens. That's a lot of chickens. How many chickens do you eat per year, and how many peeps do you get just through natural production?
Well, I think I'll cover a couple things because you asked me about how much it costs to get set up. Okay, so Kyle and I are talking about it. And probably if you're creative, probably for like $150 or so, you could build a simple structure, maybe like a lean-to, like roof with a little bit of tin on top of it, and you could get chicks. So probably, you know, somewhere around $150. You could get more creative, like he built a meat coop, just because meat chickens don't live that long. You know what I mean? You raise them for meat. We had almost nothing into it because he found some old plywood and we had some old tin. I think he had to buy a hinge for the door, you know, and then we just set it on the ground. If you're going to live like where we do in the north, you probably want a floor for your regular layer hen. So you can actually get into it pretty inexpensive, or if you're like where you're at, you use your camper, or a lot of people use lots of old buildings. I mean, chickens just need shelter to keep the rain and snow off of them and the heat in the summer, place to go. And it's nice if it's insulated, but they don't actually have to be insulated. Even up here, we had coops for a long time that weren't insulated at all. And they just need to have food, shelter, and a way to keep the wind off of them, you know, so, and ventilation. And if you want them to lay all winter, you do need to put lights on them because they'll pretty much cut back and not lay at all. And for us, we want our chickens to be productive. I'm not willing to pay them for months on end if they're not going to lay. So that's just the way we look at life. They pretty much will lay, though. I should let people know that they lay pretty well for 2 years. And then after that, they'll start cutting back. They might lay two every 3 days, or they might lay one every other day. So we actually pull them out after 2 years because we're into making sure that they kind of pay for themselves, okay? But for a coop, I was going to suggest a couple things that we've learned. We like to build a coop, and we like to put the nesting boxes at the front, okay? That way you don't have to walk across a whole bunch of poop to get to the eggs. We put the roost in the back, which is where they sit. They do the majority of their eliminating. And then we put the food and water kind of in the middle. And that kind of minimizes how much goop you're stepping on, okay? Although I personally have chore shoes that you just slip on. So I can go in and out. And also just another little hint, sometimes hens like to peck when you're trying to get the eggs. And people go, I would get that. I'm thinking, well, okay, let's think this out. I used to tear when the bags were feed. They kind of moved to kind of a plastic kind of embedded stuff. I would just tear a big chunk out, and I put a piece of bag between my hand and the chicken and got the egg. I now use an empty coffee can, and I just stick it over the head. I grab out the eggs, and I take the coffee can off their head. So you really don't have to deal with the impact all the time. Some hens are nice and compliant. They'll let you steal their eggs from underneath them, but some are more aggressive. So that just keeps you from getting pecked. It's just a simple, you know, thing to do. Also, we like to put our empty ashes in a box in the coop because the chickens like to dust even in the winter. And I've been known to throw some diatomaceous earth in that, too, to kind of keep any kind of mite infestation or anything down. It works pretty well. We also, because up here they can't really go out a whole lot when it starts snowing everywhere, we put the third cutting of alfalfa that has a whole lot of leafy stuff, and my husband built this little kind of holder to put it in on the side of the wall, and they like to peck at that all winter, so it gives them a little fresh greens. And in the past, I've actually sprouted old grain, old wheat that we had from way before Y2K. I just sprouted it, and I gave it to them, and they absolutely love that. But I didn't do that this year. So just my ideas. And then in the spring, I feed them a whole lot of the greens that are out there because we don't let them run the whole property, okay? So I, like, pull up, we got dandelions galore here. I throw it in there, and they just think that's like salad. I mean, they love it, like candy. So that's some of the things you can do.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm sorry, Sharon. I thought you were done. I like to keep my chickens free ranging because they are excellent grasshopper hunters, and we have a garden mm-hmm. here, if you recall. And grasshoppers in the midsummer can be an issue, and they're great mm-hmm. hunters. And I wanted to ask you, because you have different species, do you have any issues with crossbreeding issues where a meat chicken might get into your layer hens and stuff like that? And I definitely agree with what you're talking about regarding the liability asset column. And it all has to pencil out unless, you know, it's a hobby and you really enjoy it and you can justify it, which I certainly agree. But a logical business perspective is always makes a lot more sense. And what I do is when I don't mind being pecked in the summer, but most of the year I'm wearing gloves because I'm working and doing things. And if they peck my gloves, I don't really care. In the summertime, what I'll do is before I go into the coop, I'll sing disco songs, and usually the chickens get scared and they run out of the nesting boxes, and I have free range to pick up the eggs. Mm-hmm. I just said that to see if people were, if anybody was listening or was falling asleep. I just had to throw that in there. But anyway, okay. It's a great lifestyle. It really is a lifestyle. It really is entertainment. And it does pencil out with eggs, with meat. And it's unbelievable when people come here. I've had people here from all over the country, from Europe. You know, they either heard me give a talk or read my book or something, and they're like, man, what a lifestyle. Because people, you know, the pioneering and homesteading that early Americans did and the skill set that were passed on to generations is no longer there. We're teaching our children and our youth how to push buttons, manage paper, and be politically correct. And that's why there's like this tiny little getaway retreat that I read the article about in the Catskills in upstate New York, where they're basically marketing people to get away from the cities, from the technocracy, the technology, all the burdens in the modern world, and recommend you restoring your mind and your body in nature. And like I said, they even recommend you being bored. But they're paying for this. And, you know, our recommendation at USAPrepares.com is to think about doing this lifestyle change, this thinking about self-sufficiency and having fun in nature and actually doing this as a lifestyle and for a living. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that briefly in the second hour when I talk about some of the Economics 101 and some of the articles that I've read recently. That's going to be very relevant to our discussion, especially discussing political correctness, which is one of my favorite topics to talk about. So, Sharon, what you've been doing this for a long time with the chickens.
Yeah.
If somebody lived in a suburban area, mm-hmm. and they might not be aware of covenants, and because the covenants might not even be aware of the chicken business or the chicken hobby, because so many Americans have been disconnected from this lifestyle. Do you recommend people around the country who have a little backyard having some hens, maybe even disguising it as a doghouse if they have a privacy fence, not having a rooster, and just starting a little bit of a hobby and getting some direct benefits from the eggs and meat?
Yeah, I think you can. In fact, a lot of places are allowing you to have 4 or 5 hens. They don't want to have roosters because roosters have a tendency to crow, and people who aren't used to that find that objectionable. But I think it's just a fun hobby. I mean, it's fun throwing scraps out and watching chicks. Okay, and my sisters each had chickens at one point with their kids, and they actually made pets out of them. Chickens are actually a little smarter than you think, although I think they're dumb, but they're actually not quite as dumb as you might think. And they make, I mean, black people like to make real little pets and everything out of their little chickens. And the possible drawback is, you know, depending on what you're doing it for, they aren't going to lay as well after a couple of years. Okay. So I've actually kept, like, I had a beautiful old English rooster and I let him die of old age. Okay. He wasn't productive, but he was just beautiful. And I had another great big old Red Rangers type rooster. We'd bought a few of those to see about the meat, you know, because they're crossover. They lay in and they also are big for meat. And he was such a cool, neat rooster that I let him die of old age. But we tend to take a more practical approach. And honestly, I was going to mention, if you think you're going to eat your layer hens, there's not much meat on them. We skin gutted and I cooked down and I had less than a quart of meat on the layer, from the layer meat in a baggie, less than a quart baggie. And so you can do it. I mean, it would be fine for, you know, chicken pot pie or chicken and nut dumplings or something like that, but you're not going to be getting a lot of meat per pound that way. That's why we raise meat chicken compost.
Well, folks, hold on. We'll be back with Sharon from Northwest Montana after the break.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars would activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hello, America. Rich Heben sitting in for Vincent Finelli today. We are with Sharon from Northwest Montana as well. And, Sharon, you were talking about how attached you get to the animals, and there's actually a funny chicken documentary out there that shows how people put diapers on chickens and leave them in the house. It really is hilarious. I wish I can think of the name of it, but we have it somewhere. And, but, you know, I don't go a day without hugging one of my pets or farm animals, especially baby goats and my Great Pyrenees dogs, or petting one of the barn cats. And we have a rule around here that we don't name the food. So if it's a chicken, we don't give them names. But tell the listeners, Sharon, how do you, what we usually do is we'll start often with chicken soup. We'll let the bone marrow go into the soup, and we'll eat it that way. Then we'll sometimes tear apart the second or third day, tear apart the chicken or the turkey off the bones, leave it in, have another day of soup. Or we'll cook it in a roasting pan, and then after the second day, we'll make chicken salad or turkey salad. Or sometimes once in a blue moon, we'll fry it. But how do you prepare, with all the chickens that you eat, how do you prepare your food in order to have a little variety and not have the same thing all the time?
Well, we actually have freezers. Okay, so when I skin and gut a chicken, I cut it up and I package it separately. Like I put breasts together, or one breast by itself, and then I do the thighs, and then I do drumsticks, and I cook the rest down, and I can it, and I can the broth. And then I use it for all kinds of stuff. I don't use the whole chicken. I was going to say something, because I know kind of where your bent is and stuff, that I'm pretty big on if there's a will, there's probably a way. You know what I mean? So I feel that people should not just have knowledge, but they should experience. Like, it's one thing to say, I know how you should can. It's a different thing to actually can it. And I think it's a really good idea to get even a few chickens to learn how to raise chickens. Okay? People, I'm just going to do this. And there is still a learning curve. And anything that you can learn to do yourself, I think, makes you in a better position if things change, okay? And there is a lot of enjoyment in having, like, little chicks and stuff. We enjoy it. There are some tricks to raising little chicks because people say, well, I'll just buy some chickens. Well, you can't hardly find chickens to buy, and if they are, they're older ones. And our first experience way back when we used to live in Alaska is we bought some chickens. Well, guess what? They're older. They don't lay very well, okay? And we didn't know. And chickens do the most of their laying in the first 2 years. So if you're getting a 3 or 4 year old chicken, yeah, it might lay an egg every 3 or 4 days, but that's probably not the most productive way to get chickens. So it's just a learning curve. You know, we actually had a friend of ours take the eggs from the Red Star ones and hatch them out, and they laid really well. Okay, so they're not a bad breed. I've actually had other breeds because they're just cool looking. But at this point, we're endeavoring to make our chickens pay for themselves. So we have free eggs and free meat. So this last batch, I ordered a bunch of Red Star, and I ordered about 6 other odd ones. And we do not mix our meat chickens with the layered chickens when we raise them because they grow so big that the meat chickens will run over, literally, the layered chicks because they grow much slower. So we just have 2 different pens for them because the layered, the meat chickens are full grown within about, you know, like they say 8 weeks, but we go 10 to 12, like I said, because I don't want to, I think it's cost productive to put more food into them and get a lot more meat. Okay, so that's the way we do it. But as far as layer hens, if you want to use them for meat, you know, you let them lay their eggs for 2 years. You could skin and gut them, and then I personally would pressure can the meat off, and then I would take the broth and strain it and can it, and I would take the meat and clean it up because they have, like, little sinew stuff in it, and then I would can that. And that meat would work really well for, you know, like I said, you could do chicken pot pie, you could do chicken dumplings, you could do chicken quesadillas. I mean, there's all kinds of recipes that you would just use cooked chicken meat in.
Sharon, I want to thank you for being on the show today. You've had some great advice and great advice for a lifestyle as well. Thank you for being on, and you have a great morning.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, America, we will be back after the break.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.